Street. Hello, hello, friends. You are listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite. Woo-wee! Thank you so much for tuning in with me on this beautiful Tuesday, beautiful Wednesday afternoon here from 2 to 4 p.m. right here with the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Oh, it's the middle of the week hump day. Wonderful day. And I have your supernatural fix for the week. It's right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. We got music from Merle Haggard. Oh yeah, that's going down. And I'm going to talk about the wonderful dreams, about how Merle Haggard comes into my dreams. And we're going to talk about Charlie Chaplin's spirit and how he's coming to my dreams. This week is up. We're going to go into their spirits. We're going to see what are the messages. What's going on? What is going on in the Paranormal Playground Sounds here with the creative artists in the spirit world? I'm so excited. I cannot wait for this show. Please, if you've tuned in, you don't want to miss this. The first hour, we're going to do our music. Second hour at the 3 p.m. Don't miss it. We got a guided meditation, a guidee. Yes, it is the guidee. I hope you are all doing wonderful, as I am now, because we are here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Again, thank you, because without you, the Paranormal Playground Sounds does not exist. Woo! And without WMFO, the Paranormal Playground Sounds does not exist here. So thank you, all the gratitude, all the love in the world, just starting off the show with so much gratitude, so much love. So with that, let's get down to it and let's plant some vinyl, because guess what I got? I have Merle Haggard vinyl here. Yes, we do. Merle Haggard, 501 Blues. Is that 501 Blues? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, apparently. So, come on, take it away, Merle. Let's do this. Please stay tuned.
Loved and lost, and we both paid the cost of our friendship, friend. Wish we had never loved each other, things could be the way they were back then. Broken friend, I miss those times together. Guess those days are gone forever like the wind. And what a sad thing to be guilty of, and the culprit is a thing called love. Broken friend. Guess those days are gone forever like the wind. And what a sad thing to be guilty of, and the culprit is a thing called love. Broken friend. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street, 'cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse, and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen, and football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean. And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
In Las Vegas, the only thing I'm losing is you. My dreams of winning all your love just don't stand a chance of coming true. I'm living in this glitter town, but ain't nobody got me down. Thought I'd finally won a hand, then everything I planned fell on through. We shied away from the lights, spent some warm and tender nights in this desert town. We made some friends here, and I thought you would want to settle down. Said you had to leave, and you really felt the need for a change in your life. Now I'm standing here, holding back tears as you haul out of sight. Losing in Las Vegas, but the only thing I'm losing is you. Dreams of winning all your love just don't stand a chance of coming true. I'm living in this glitter town, ain't nobody got me down but you. Here I thought I'd finally won a hand, then everything I planned fell on through. really felt the need for change in your life. Now I'm standing here, holding back the tears as you haul out of sight. Oh, I'm losing in Las Vegas, but the only thing I'm losing is you, is you.
Even though it's breaking, when there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile. You must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just smile.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes, men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives. Tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel? Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder? Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate, the unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world. That will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
You're listening to the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! Something different going on here, absolutely, on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Now, what you heard was that was Charlie Chaplin's final speech from the movie The Great Dictator when he was imitating, mocking Hitler, that movie. It's a great movie. And we had Nat King Cole before that, Smile. And why did I play those two? Because Charlie Chaplin was in my dreams, and I thought it would be so appropriate to play that speech, then to play the song Smile. What, just an amazing artist. One of the greatest artists of our times, Charlie Chaplin. And just chiming in with that, you know, the dream that I had with Charlie Chaplin was I astral projected into one of his movies called Modern Times. If you haven't seen it, please go see it. It's a really funny, but it's also very heartfelt film. And so usually when Charlie Chaplin, you know, I mean, Charlie Chaplin, usually when I've had John Nash come into my dreams and was like, you know, check this movie out because it has a message in it that you need to know. And lo and behold, it had exactly the message that I needed. And every time I'm like, I don't know, I did not, and immediately, I don't see the message till the very end of the movies, which is interesting when Spirit gives me. So Charlie Chaplin gave me Modern Times. And so just a little gist about what that's about. It's like Modern Times, he's, you know, you have Charlie Chaplin and he's basically overworked, and he's overworked into complete exhaustion. So he kind of becomes a little bit delirious and insane from all the work. So he's in the workplace just going absolute bonkers. And it's really funny, actually. But at the same time, it's not that funny because it's very real. It's not too far from reality. But he's kind of showing it in a very playful way. So he's going crazy. He gets sent to jail. Well, I don't want to tell the whole, you know, the whole movie, but because I want you guys to see it. But basically, you know, he meets this girl who's homeless and orphan, and you know, they get into all this crazy shenanigans together, and it's very funny. But on the other side, there's a side to it where it's like, oh my god, it's very like, you just kind of feel bad for this girl and you feel bad for Charlie Chaplin. They're just literally trying to make their way on the street, and so but there's so much comedy involved. So there's a bit of lightheartedness. And, you know, at the end of the movie, I'm not going to say, but the whole moral, the whole message that I got from that film. And that's why at the end of the movie, they play the song Smile. Because no matter what you're going through, no matter what's going on, you know, you see, it's just horrible event after horrible event in this movie to these people and this girl and this poor girl. But throughout the whole film, there's so much laughter in it. And that's the message, is that despite what's going on, there's so much you can laugh about. There's so much you can be happy about. There's so much you can enjoy in the process. And at the, you know, at the end of the movie, I don't want to give it away, but basically the whole point of the movie is that you just smile through everything. No matter what's going on, no matter, just keep trying, just keep doing it, just keep, never give up. And it was a message that basically I needed to hear going through some things. And when, you know, I know everyone out there, sometimes we've been, who out there has been doing, feels like they've been doing the same thing over and over and they just can't get it. And like they're never gonna get it. And for years and years and years, they're trying to master something and they're just praying and praying and it's just not happening. And if you're in that position where you're just trying and trying and you're praying and yet nothing is going on and nothing's working, you have to please remember that you are not alone and that you're going to get it. Eventually, I think the worst thing is crossing. I don't think the worst thing is never getting it and then crossing over. I think the worst thing is never getting it because you never tried. So all of you out there, keep going. Keep going. Dust yourself off and try again, because we can all get into these spaces where we want to give up. And that's really, I feel like, the core message that Charlie was trying to channel, you know, also with the beautiful cinematography and my dream that I literally went through, you know, this beautiful, beautiful landscape and this beautiful scenery on the set of this movie. But it was like I went into it. I was the movie. I could feel being in the movie. I could feel what it was like to never stop trying. And if it wasn't for people like Charlie Chaplin, you know, I would have never been inspired the way that I've been inspired in my life, the way that he's inspired me. He has inspired me drastically with so many things. So we have to always remember that the reason we are having a will and the reason why we're having that nudge to do something is because not only is it for us, but it's for other people. And when we finally accomplish it and we finally master it, it unlocks a gift that everybody can have and everybody can have a supply of and everybody could grab onto. So if you're there, this is the message from Charlie Chaplin and what I was getting from What Needs to Be Heard. Do not stop. If you're just tuning in and you're listening to this, this isn't an accident. If you're listening to this message, it is not an accident. Do not give up on what you're doing. Like the movie Modern Times and the song Smile. Smile though your heart is breaking. Smile, you know, though your heart is aching. Just don't stop trying to smile through the process. No matter how many times you're knocked down, just keep going. Just keep, please just keep going. Just keep going. Even if it's to an extreme of a thought of feeling suicidal. Just keep going. Smile, smile, smile through this process. Because it is such a temporary experience. And so, you know, I mean, I know that I can feel this. Every moment that I'm not in the present, every moment that I am, you know, in conflict with something or something seems difficult or triggers that actually have to do with myself and that actually have nothing to do with anyone else or nobody, you know, did that to me and you're putting all this weight on something else or you're putting this weight on yourself and you're spending so much time outside of the presence, doesn't it feel like so much time has been wasted? Doesn't it feel like you've kind of just wasted a whole day when that whole day you could have been playful? That whole day you could have been laughing? That whole day could have spent in the absolute infinite, in the timelessness? But yet it seemed like, you know, you gave a day of your life up. And we don't want to live like that. So thank you so much, Charlie Chaplin, for coming in and bringing in that message and bringing in all this beautiful creativity that's going on. And I hope you enjoyed some of this earlier Merle Haggard music that was coming in. I definitely enjoyed it. And Oki from Muskogee. I love it. We don't cut our hair. We don't smoke marijuana. I love it. I love it. Merca. It's so. It's so awesome. Oh my God. You got to put it in that. You got to love all kinds of music and all kinds of point of views. And you know, you got to love it all. All of it. So, yeah. And we had, you know, so the rundown, you know, Merle Haggard, 501 Blues. I said 501 Blues. Merle Haggard losing in Las Vegas. And then we had before that the Ogie from Muskogee. And then we had Merle Haggard, Broken Friend. Oh, so please keep on continuously tuning in. We at 3 p.m. we have our guided meditation. Oh my goodness, I need that. We need that. You need that. I know we're here, and we're just gonna go. And I want to tap in more with Merle Haggard's spirit and Charlie Chaplin's spirit. See what other messages they have for us, you know, during the second hour. And it's just gonna. This is just the soup. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is what we do here. We keep it freeform, and we keep it absolutely supernatural. So I want to keep it, you know, keeping it light, keeping it light. So as we're keeping it light, I'm going to play. Is it called Do You Have Fun? Are you having any fun? Are you having any fun? Oh, yeah. Elaine Stritch. This is a very, very fun song, actually. So it's just a reminder. We're here to remind ourselves about the power of laughter, the power of smiling, the power of, you know, being able to see horrible situations and seeing the funny out of it. So, you know, this song is so appropriate. Please stay tuned for the Paranormal Playground Sounds. If you're listening to, I love you. If nobody told you that they loved you, I love you. We need love. We need more love. We need to spread more love every single day. And it's what I'm here to do. Come on, let's just raise the vibration and spread more and more love as much as we can. Mwah! Are you, and the question is, are you having any fun?
Hey, fellas with a million smackers and nervous indigestion. Rich fellas, eating milk and crackers, I ask you one question. Are you having any fun? What you getting out of living? Who cares for what you've got if you're not having any fun? Are you having any laughs? Are you getting any loving? If other people do, why can't you have a little fun? After the honey's in the comb, all the bees go out and play. Even the old gray mare down home has got to have hay, hay, hay. Better have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever. So while you're young and gay, still okay, have a little fun. Why should you work and save and save? Life is full of ifs and buts. Even the squirrels save and save. And what have they got? That's better, have a little fun. You ain't gonna live forever. So while you're young and gay, still okay, have a little fun, son. Take it on the run, son. Get yourself some fun, son. Do it all for one, son. Imitate your mom, son. And have a little fun.
We always do two or three for the working man, but this is really the working man's song, one called The Working Man Blues. It's a big job getting by with nine kids and a wife. Yeah, but I've been a working man dang near all my life, and I'll keep on working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I drink a little beer that evening and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone, work hard every day. I might get a little tired on the weekend after I draw my pay, but I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer that evening and sing a little bit of this working man blues. Sometimes I think about leaving, do a little bumming around, throw my bills out the window, catch me a train to another town. But I go back working. I gotta buy my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drank a little beer that evening and sang a little bit of these working man blues.
Didn't it rain, children? And when I get to heaven, gonna pull on my robe, walk around in glory, tell the glad news. Look up David in the heat of the day, tune up a harp and begin to play. I know it rain, you know it rain. Oh, how it rain, rain too long, all night long. You know we did it, didn't it? Oh, my Lord, how it rained.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
You say you love me, and is it starting to show? I say I love you, and someday we'll know. Ours could be forever, like the rivers that flow. Love is in question, and someday we'll know. You say we're lucky, and love's out of sight. And I say we're lucky, if it lasts through the night. Ours could be forever, or just a great one-night show. But love is in question, and someday we'll know. Someday we'll know which way it's been love all the way, and both cry. Ours could be eternal, like the rivers that flow.
Love is in question, and someday he will know. Love is in question, and I guess someday we'll know.
Welcome to the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Welcome back. 91.5 FM, WMFM for Tufts Reform Radio right here. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium, and I hope you are having your Paranormal Playgrounds fill in as I'm filling it in and getting in spirit and raising the vibration. And I love how the sunshine is just piercing through the windows today. They are piercing through, the sun is shining, and the vibration is lifted. And yes, we are getting ready for our guided meditation at 3 p.m. It is much needed. Until then, let's stick around and let's hear some more awesome songs. I heard this the other day, and I can't believe the holidays. There's so many people who did this version. Twilight, no, this time. Okay, it's called Recess in Heaven. It's a doo-wop-y song. The version that I heard was the Twilights featuring Joel Katz. So here we go with, it's so necessary. So we're going to raise the vibration and put on some doo-wop right here. Please stay tuned. The Paranormal Playground Sounds. We're going to have our meditation at 3 p.m. Stay clear. Stay here. Stay present. Love you.
Recess in heaven, my 7-Eleven, I'm lucky I'm falling in love. Recess in heaven, you are an angel, I'm gonna make you mine. When I looked at you, I knew it was true, at last I found love divine.
success in heaven. You are an angel. I'll take your hand with a smile. Angels are singing, church bells are ringing as we walk.
Wouldn't that be something if I spread my wings and showed you I could fly away? Wouldn't that be something if I asked you to fly with me on some wild and windy day? Wouldn't that be something if we both fell together and you threw your arms around?